Well, I'm Deb Moyer. I've been the clerk for a while, but after yearly meeting, Carrie Hadley will be the clerk. And Karen Mendenhall is on the committee. Spencer Thury. Walt Sylvester is on the committee. And Nancy Bontemple from Sturgeon Bay. And please remember her. She has just found out in the last month that she has breast cancer and is taking treatment in Chicago. And is that everybody? And then I guess, doesn't Nick Grossman happen to be in here? Guess he's coming on the committee. I don't know who he is. So, have a new person coming on.
The pastor said he's not here.
Okay.
Oh, he's not here. I don't know.
He's not here.
He's supposed to come on church extension.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just not.
At least, well, when it gets approved. So, anyway. So I do want, one thing I want to say, because I've heard it twice this morning, people thought that Patrick Magunda, the Kenyan pastor that we've been trying to get over here for 2 years, thought he was already here. Well, he was here for a while this summer, but he was just over here on a visiting visa to go to a couple of conferences. We did pay to have him go up to Minneapolis to be with the folks up there for a while, but and while he was here, it came through. We've been working with an immigration specialist out of Indiana, and it came through that he needed to have his, it was on a Friday that we got the email that he had to have his money into Nairobi on Monday to the U.S. Embassy there to get the visa. Well, we tried. We used good old Walmart and sent money down to Walmart in Texas for him, but it didn't get done. So he missed that visa appointment, and now it's set for August 24th. And the email from him this week said that he hopes, and then it'll take about 15 days to see if he's even approved. So number one on your prayer list, everybody have a prayer list? Number one is pray that that comes through. Yeah. We think it should. But nothing that we've thought is going to happen happened on the timeline that we thought. Nothing, absolutely. I'd say absolutely nothing in this whole process. So, second thing on the prayer list is Tammy Ruffin, our Davenport pastor. Her mother passed away, was it Monday or Tuesday? Monday. And is the service going to be Saturday? Do you know? Ten to 11 visitation
at Davenport
Friends. So for Tammy's mother, she has had cancer for I don't know how long she suffered.
4 or 5 years, I believe.
Yeah, and Tammy has been the only child close to take care of her. So two things on your prayer list. Everybody got those two things? August 24th, and then Tammy as she goes through this.
So getting the money there could be, you didn't give me much of a window to get it there.
No.
So that'd be another thing that, I don't know how that.
Well, the money, well now.
Do they still have it?
Oh yeah, he's got the money.
Okay.
But then the next email we got was that only the wife had been paid for, and not him. And that was an official paper, and I have no idea. And I don't know how that got resolved. I let the immigration director took care of that. I mean, I got the email saying that. So yeah, interesting emails over the last 2 years. I kind of went through my emails to see what to give Carrie, and I thought, I don't think she wants 1,000 emails. I'll cut some of those out. So just that we do, one other thing just for information, so then you can ask us questions, is that when the pastor gets here, we do have an apartment, a one-room apartment for him And it's fairly close to, it's within walking distance of where they're meeting now. But our next prayer, okay, three things. Our next prayer is that they quickly outgrow that park, the park shelter where they're having the church. Oh, and then the fourth, as I look at Robert, the fourth prayer is that Fina's daughter is getting married August 26th. And yesterday she called and asked for a, she was hoping Patrick would be here, so she asked for a pastor, a Quaker pastor, to come up and do the service. And I thought Tom could, but he's going to be flying back from Pennsylvania. And during our open worship, I thought, oh, Robert, maybe Robert could. But he doesn't have his Mary Berry card. You know, your card you guys have that you can marry and bury people legally. So they're going to, but we found out Tom can give him that. So anyway, so that prayer request might be.
Minnesota has different rules.
Minnesota has different rules. Do you have your Minnesota Mary Berry card? What kind of rules do they have? Well, yeah, but they're within Iowa Yearly Meeting. Oh, of course. See, nothing goes easy. Nothing goes easy. Nothing.
You asked me about that. Yeah. You have to be ordained in Minnesota, registered in Minnesota.
To marry somebody in Minnesota, even in your own church? In your
own denomination, yeah.
Okay, put that on the prayer list.
That's what everybody goes through Universal Life Church.
Yeah. Sounds like life insurance. I know. But I've had friends who have done that. It's very easy.
Okay, I don't think I touched that. Anybody have any questions for this committee?
You want the easy button? We try to give you the easy button.
Yeah, that would be.
Is there a Universal Friends Church?
Do you want to start an organization? Have a board meeting? Committee? Sorry.
While Pedro thinking, I just, as a non-main committee, I'd make a comment. I'm glad that you got the next, since you're going off as clerk, oftentimes that leads without leadership, but you guys have that organized as you go off. That's a good way to do it, the way we like to see it done.
Well, there was no way not to. In this situation, there was no way not to, because there has to be a point person in this situation.
Oh, yeah, we'll pound that too. We could use more members on your team.
Yes.
We're short.
Yeah. And now I think the exciting stuff is coming. But it is exciting now. I mean, things are happening. And in Davenport, they've started sending, I would venture to say they might send more to the general fund than some other churches in Iowa Yearly Meeting. They've started sending some. And they also are paying back to the trustees the carpet, because they had borrowed, was it $5,000 for the carpet? And they really, the church looks super. How many have been to the Davenport Church? So they, when you walk up those stairs where they did have a nursery, they made that into Tammy's office so that she can sit there and see anybody walking into the church. And it really looks nice. So questions for us?
Elaborate, particularly on Davenport, what you're doing as an extension board with them.
Okay, Carrie will answer that. Right, Carrie?
This has been an exciting work because we were going to close Davenport because it was in a really rough neighborhood. If you've actually visited the church, you do lock your doors when you go down that neighborhood. It has a really nice grade school across the street, which makes it very family friendly, but if you look around, you will see drug deals going down. You will see young people carrying open carrying guns, and I know they do not have permits. It's a very dangerous area to be in, and Tammy has no fear. I mean, she will smack down anybody that tries to mess with her property, and they did have some vandalism, was it about a year ago? And they caught that gentleman. He now has to pay restitution. She just got the letter in May that he has to make full restitution as part of his probation. And I think they'll get $500, which they can reimburse back for the expenses that was of the damage that this gentleman caused. So she just doesn't put up with it. And I think that she has a high respect for the police officers. They have invited her openly to many, many events. She has gone to the policeman's ball. She's gone to the elementary four or five times and had breakfast with the kids. So she's very open to the young people in the community. And so that has been a real outreach for us. So when we actually, Debbie, found, Pastor Deb found her praying around the church, and she said, "You can't close this church. This church is needed here." And so, well, we're looking for a pastor. She goes, "Well, I'm looking for a church." So that's how we ended up getting Pastor Tammy. So I believe we're the only church in the United States that has a black French church. I mean, it is a mixed race church. You will probably be the only white person when you go on your designated Sunday there. And they're very open. They're very loving. They're very hug oriented. But their services are not on time, and they don't finish on time. So don't expect the Quaker way when you go there, because it's not going to happen. You're going to get some jive music. You're going to get some clapping. You're going to get some things that don't necessarily fit what we think of a Quaker church. They don't believe in quiet time. I've never heard it quiet in there. But that's how they roll in that church, and it's working for them. Let's be honest. How many of our churches have led people to the Lord almost every week? Pastor Tammy can say that. I mean, if they don't come to church, she goes and finds someone and wins them to Jesus, because that's just her life. That's her evangelism goal. And quite frankly, a church on the move like that is the kind of church I want to support as a church extension. So praise God, it's growing. It's very slow growth. And if you can imagine the poor neighborhood it's in, the offerings are very, very, I don't want to say small, but they're infinitesimal. Their idea of giving generously is more than a dollar. So you can just imagine what they're facing. And that building, would you say it's 5,000 square foot big or bigger? It's a huge building. And they have to heat and run the air. And they have an acre and a half or 2 acres of ground? 2 acres of ground to mow. Their mowing bill is $200 a week, because they got to find a service to mow, because it would take a church member 8 hours to mow. Did you get them a lawnmower? So that has helped. But again, the expenses are high for a very small work. So Church Extension is using probably 50% of our budget or greater just to sustain this work. But we feel it's a work worth sustaining. We have fruit coming out of it. We have ministry coming out of it. And we're excited. So I encourage you just go visit. This is your work. You're putting your dollars into it. Go see what's happening. It's got new carpet, new flooring. They did painting. They keep it immaculate. It's just a beautiful, beautiful facility. And you can be very, very proud of the work that rose up out of the ashes and is growing again. And again, it's not going to be your typical Quaker church. So please don't go thinking it's going to be the old Quakers, because it's not. But you know what? They're embracing and they're learning and they're growing. And Pastor Deb is teaching them the Quaker ways. And they are really enjoying it. And so Pastor Tammy would be here this weekend had it not been for her mother passing away. So she's a real blessing. So get to know these people. Don't be shy of them, because they're wonderful.
Debbie, do you want to say anything? Have you been there? Have you preached there? Just say, share about that.
That was an interesting experience. Because Tammy is, when I was done, her uncles came up and said, "Wow, that was a great sermon." And I said, "Well, I certainly do not have the same style Tammy has." And they said, "Yeah, but we like that more academic approach a little." So I was surprised, because it was kind of nerve-wracking to be asked to preach there, knowing, if you've been there, how free-flowing it is. And I'm not a free-flowing person. Oh, sorry. Grace Friends has undertaken to become a sister church to Davenport. I don't know how successful we'll be with the Quaker education, but we figure if souls are being won to Christ, that's the mission of the church, and that's more important than them having quiet time, because they're just not going to have too much quiet time. Now, on their own, I think they do, and Tammy does. But some of the concepts that we think of in Quakerism as just being a part of us are so foreign to them. Because the truth is, most of them are Pentecostal, and they're Pentecostal Quakers, if there is such a thing. That may be the new branch we develop. Yes, they are more like the Kenyans, very much so. So they're doing well, but it would be really nice if Iowa Yearly Meeting as a whole would offer them more support in attendance, in financial assistance. If, you know, sometimes we have an offering for something and it goes to a special cause. I've rarely seen it go to Davenport, and they are a mission, just like Meskwaki is. I think they will always be a mission, just like Meskwaki is. And I think that we've sort of failed to recognize that a little bit. But if you go, you would be very impressed. Be impressed with the friendliness. Her aunt and uncles are great. And they're a really big part of the church. They're very educated, very successful people, retired. So they don't have very many young people to do tasks in the church. So if sometimes you want to commune with God out in the open and mow 2 acres, call Tammy and say, hey, I'll come mow the lawn for you today. Because they could use that sort of assistance also. It's slow growing. Well, it depends. It is scheduled for 11 o'clock. But if you go at 11, you may be the only person there besides Tammy. Tammy will be there, I can guarantee you that. It may be 11:30 before anybody else shows up.
And then you turn back and there'll be 70 people there.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, what happened in this interval? So, but... It's interesting. Just so you have to just think of a different way of worshiping, and you, whoever's there is worshiping. But it's very powerful. So I think you would very much enjoy it.
That would be the same way as visiting up at International Friends, that it should start on time, but or somebody will be there to open it, but
Sturgeon Bay is the partner church for International Friends.
Oh, yeah. Everyone hear that?
So
Sturgeon Bay is the partner for International Friends.
Yeah, and that has taken about 6 years to get both of the, to get that done.
At first, when we started International Friends, Marshalltown was there because Judy Marshall had gone to college with Fina. But then when she left, that connection kind of disappeared. And we had talked to Valton, and so when Nancy Bontempo came on our committee, then that really worked out. And they have been up there. They've done a membership class, so 6 people from International Friends have their membership being held at Sturgeon Bay. So we do thank those churches, if any of you are involved in either of those churches.
I was just going to share something that was laid on my heart during everyone's sharing. I've been to Davenport twice. And you're correct, when you come in on time, when they say the service starts at this, Tammy's there, but then everyone comes about 15 to half an hour to 45 minutes later, and it was wonderful. But I love the way the Kenyan people worship, so I really like the way Tammy does her service. I really, she says amen a lot. That was hard for some people, particularly my husband, who's an old Quaker. But no, she's definitely an evangelist. So I guess what got to me was that I've seen her in the couple times I've been there, she does work with kids, and she cooks and she bakes with young girls, and she does such a wonderful job that I think, even though she may not have young people now, I think she's going to have young people very soon. Because as those girls grow, they'll come back, or they'll stay, and they'll be there in that community and make a difference. Yes, it's like a mission, but what bothered me was saying that every Quaker church in this IRA yearly meeting should be out in the community, should be reaching out to everyone, because there's a lot of people around all of our churches that need something, and I don't think that we all do that very well. And I think we could learn a lesson from Tammy. And can we identify those people that have evangelistic gifts that can help do that? And my heart aches for that, because I'd like to have churches, have a church be looked at like the Davenport church is being looked at that way, is I can go there and be cared for and loved, and I can be fed, and I can be nurtured. And I guess I'm asking, do all of us have our churches in our communities that represent us that way? And that's what my heart is aching, because I don't think it's true. If it is, I want to hear some stories. But church extension, we can't extend unless we ourselves do what they're doing.
Preach it, sister.
I know I am, aren't I? I'm sorry.
My question is I would love to have her do a workshop or something. We're doing a kids club now in Mason City right now that we have 40 to 50 kids, and it's probably 50% black. And so I would love to have more insight. And some of these kids are, you know, have come in from Chicago or different things, so they're from some pretty rough backgrounds. And I need more insight on understanding the culture and those different.
And she can address that, because I tell you what, if anybody has an engineering or a patent background, Tammy has developed a life game that is very similar to the Game of Life. And it's like Candyland, but it's designed for the interculture. It's designed for those that have dysfunctional families. And she addresses some tough issues on it, depending on the age group. When they're 2 to 4, it's inappropriate touching. I mean, she has different game boards for different age groups. And it's a way to play a game, but open up when kids go, well, that's what my uncle does to me. And then Tammy can pick up on that. And it will break your heart when you look at these boards, because it's not a life game or Candyland, but it's set in a biblical setting. And she has Bible verses that take you through so that when you get to the end of the game, there is victory in Jesus Christ. That's the end of the game. You win, because there is hope with Jesus. So she takes them from all the way up to the little kids to when she gets into the preteen and the teenagers, she's talking to them about drugs and rape and meth and the things that are very part of their world. So she will be an excellent resource for you for any kind of Bible study, Bible school, or a resource of interculture.
When we're talking about what's Quaker or what's not Quaker, for me, Quaker is that your heart loves the Lord. That's what Quaker is. It does not matter in the style of worship. That's what it is, you know. It's living your faith for Jesus, you know. And that's, you know. And so we have to handle the issues all the time. I keep thinking I am not naive anymore. I am still naive, because we just had one boy who's he's a behavior problem, but he shared with Paul that his dad, you know, abused his mom and threw him over the balcony and he hit his head, and that's why he's got a big head, you know. And so we're dealing with those issues all the time. But I don't know if yearly meeting could have a workshop or something. I think we all need to be able to understand different cultures or stuff, you know. I've been called, you know, initially when, you know, we pick them up. Paul went to one house and 12 kids jumped in on Tuesday. Okay. We don't even know who all they are, but we break all the rules and we bring them. But, you know, I used to be called racist, you know. I'm the enforcer. And I found out the grandmother usually is the enforcer, you know. And so that's why now sometimes they call me grandma. They don't call me racist anymore, you know. You know, and now one girl's calling me Miss Diane, and I found that somebody else told, explained to me that is huge respect. You know, but I'd like to know some of this stuff, so, you know, I am not racist. Okay.
Email us with questions, please. Ideas, so we know where to go from here.
But thank you. When it is, huh? Okay. Well, thank you for coming, and hopefully, when we give our report, we don't say the same thing. But I don't know why, how we cannot be. But anyway.
Do you want us to recruit more for church extension, or would you rather just not have any more?
Recruit people that will go visit churches and have a heart for it. Yeah.
To start churches. Yeah. And to see our churches grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.